Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me the floor again. Thank you. Thank you, distinguished delegates, for your kind comments, your positive remarks, and for the good wishes for the evaluations coming up. I've taken good note of the comments raised, G77, regarding the previous evaluation of Sub-Program 1, for instance, that was undertaken in 2013. Certainly, that would form sort of like a baseline for this next cycle of evaluations that will be undertaken. So the evaluation team will look into what were the recommendations, what were some of the findings there, and then follow up on the status of the recommendations that were undertaken. So this will apply for the whole set of sub-program evaluations that the first cycle of the evaluations will be the baseline, and then we see where we've moved to now. Regarding the choice of evaluator, I couldn't agree with you more. That is definitely one of the key issues here, and I mean the job opening will be posted on Inspira. We will assess the candidates and definitely having a good understanding of UNCTAD and the UN would be one of the key criteria that we would use in our assessments. Regarding the other comments about RBM, about the use of evaluation, I would definitely be taking these messages to management, to program and project officers, and we would see how best we can feed back these lessons to support, I guess, the way we move forward. Regarding gender and human rights, also for the evaluation side, yes, we recognize that this is also a weakness in some of our evaluations. So we are developing on human rights, for instance, a guidance document. There is a UN evaluation group guidance on integrating gender and human rights in evaluations, mm-hmm. but we feel that is not specific enough in terms of the socioeconomic work that UNCTAD does. So we are working on developing specific UNCTAD guidance on how to consider some of these human rights dimensions in UNCTAD's evaluation. So that is a work in progress. And I think those are some of the key issues that were raised. I thank you again for your comments this morning. I've taken good note. Thank you.